products available.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We are coming at you live every day, every weekday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, and on Saturdays from 4 to 6 Central Standard Time Zone. You have with you on this cloudy day here in the state of Minnesota. Yes, we're back, folks. Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. As a matter of fact, just for a little post-it note, P.S., today was the day that John F. Kennedy was killed, November 22nd, 1963. Let's do the math there. 1963 to the present. 63, 11 to 52 years ago. That's crazy business. I was not around. Which should tell all these people that are listening to me today that I'm very young. Folks, we are the Christians that atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, and yes, indeed they are, the voice the pro-choicers, the pro-murderers, wish to silence, the patriots, 48 years.
Yeah, 48 years.
Wait a second. How'd you do the math?
You put 2011 on the top.
And oh, okay. I'm sorry. I did it the other way around. Guys, did you hear that? I told my wife once I made a mistake, and she said I was wrong. So
the only mistake you've made is thinking you made a mistake.
And I just did it. Sorry about that. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-choicers, the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, America. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call. We love hearing from you. Don't wait for the last 5 minutes. Stick to topic and we'll keep rolling forward. All right. Sounds good. Here's the number. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And again, folks, as you all know, we are turning talk radio into do radio. In other words, folks, we are the cleanup crew as well on the airwaves.
Yep,
we're talking about common sense issues that bring about resolve through the simplicity of obeying the word of God. End of story.
It seems too simple for some folks.
I think it is.
The simplicity
they
of the word of God.
They complicate. You know, what happens is man gets in the way and they complicate what the words say. And they begin to throw in their rust of religion and they throw in their tradition of man and their old customs and their ideas on top of the word of God. And then men, because they don't go study the word, they don't know the difference between what's God and what's man. And Jesus used a little baby as the standard of heaven. And as a, I'm sorry, a little child. And if a child is the standard of heaven, it's not in all this theological baloney that men fabricate to try to explain himself. God made it very simple. As a matter of fact, God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and the wisdom of the world to confound what?
No, I think
the foolishness of the world to confound the wise.
If you bring it down to intellect, or if you bring it down to trust and believe, those are the two hardest things for an adult to do, but the two easiest things for a child to do, to trust and believe. Well, first you got to believe before you can trust.
Trust is the key. And right. People say it's really, it's the hardest thing in the world. Well, Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But the difficult part about it is letting go and trusting God and obeying what his word says. I think the easiest thing men can do is to simply obey the word of God. Just simply look at the word, read what it says. He's right. I'm wrong. And if you agree to the fact that he's right, go on. That's real trust, and that's faith.
Mm-hmm. We just got an email actually recently to one of the comments that on WorldNet Daily that Bradley just did, and it was actually pretty provocative. We got a lot of folks commenting on this because the topic was simply a little girl who's 6 years old, not sixth grade, 6 years old who questioned her teacher about the existence of God. And the video is great, folks. I encourage you to watch it. If you become a Facebook fan on Sons of Liberty Facebook, you can see the video. And this guy who just emailed in said, yeah, Christians put all of their faith on a little six-year-old's intellect. Mm-hmm. That's basically the emphasis of their thought process. That's how intellectual they are. Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, that's what Christ said. That's where the gate is. And you miss that.
Isn't that?
If you go out and you explore things on your own intellect. And the funny thing is, this guy's got to email us on our platform. He has no platform of his own.
Yeah.
Because none of his words stand. Well, his theory is never proven true.
I would like to listen to his radio show, is really what I'd like. It's interesting how people always call and ridicule or email and ridicule. And I'm just curious, well, what's the name of your radio show? I'd like
yeah.
to
I think
I'd
it
like
shows
to
you're effective
well.
When they're calling it and
is.
Emailing.
If you weren't effective, they wouldn't be mad.
To.
That's
yeah,
exactly
you don't yell
right.
at the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. You
that's
know
right.
He doesn't exist. Who's mad at him?
And if atheists established this country, then I'd probably take a little time to listen to what he had to say. Mm-hmm. But due to the fact that he didn't, and he's so foolish, he doesn't know where he drives right from wrong. He doesn't know where he came from. He can't explain anything. What he likes to do is talk, and that's all he likes to do.
To hear himself talk, because nobody else is listening, folks.
He's going
to
spend his whole life trying to point at heaven and say God doesn't exist, and at the end of his days, just like Voltaire, he's going to figure out that I need a preacher, yeah. and no one's going to be there, and the housemaid, just like Voltaire, yeah. is going to say it was as if the man was falling into hell himself. But this man spent his whole life trying to destroy Christianity, only to find out he's at war with God, and he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. So when it comes to atheists and atheism, I just don't have any time. Yeah, they're fools for their pains.
Yeah.
They really are. Folks, we're going to come right back after this break. I'm going to break into a little of the Sandusky stuff. It's that high priority right now. And then I'm going to show you what happened to Mr. Sandusky, the Penn State situation, folks. I'm going to talk about the pimping, so on and so forth. Then I'm going to bring it over to the DA that was found missing. Then I'm going to come back with Pentagon child porn issue, Boys Town, plane crash, and we'll take her from there.
That's
and hopefully we can hit off on the Homeland Security if we have enough time. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Brian Tuohy, sitting in for Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGuide.org. A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas is an abhorrent comedy where Harold and Kumar try to replace Harold's Catholic in-law's beloved Christmas tree, which was accidentally destroyed by an errant marijuana cigarette. It includes irreverent humor, abundant foul language, lewd content, drug abuse, and nudity that's extremely crude and offensive. A Million Colors is a co-production movie between South Africa and Canada about three people who get caught up in the racial divisions created by apartheid, although Although this story covers much territory and contains some very strong violence, A Million Colors is a very well-made, emotional, redemptive, and highly entertaining movie showing that Jesus Christ is the only answer. The Muppets is a widely entertaining adventure that brings back all of our favorite Muppets as they try to get a new show together. Honoring wholesome, clean fun, The Muppets is well-made with a strong moral worldview that the whole family can enjoy. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing, visit movieguide.org.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades: salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Anytime you'd like to call and weigh in, please do.
Back to the show.
Yeah, we'll kick off on Sandusky here. I'm just kind of looking things over real quick. Sandusky, talking about the Penn State situation again. Sandusky had the gall on Monday night's interview with NBC, which was last week, to go on the airwaves to deny all 40 charges. Remember, folks, what I told you what they would do if you go back to Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska. That's exactly what they did. They begin to vilify the victims. And what they do is they throw off justice that way, and they play the victim when, in fact, I don't know how many allegations or victims need to come forth or eyewitnesses need to come forth, but this is exactly how they play the game. Just recently they had the FBI, an old FBI investigator, come forth, and I haven't done my homework on him, but I can almost bet he was a part of that whole situation back in the 80s and 90s with the Boys Town scandal in Omaha, Nebraska, where they actually took kids and they pimped them out at 15 years old and then sent them to Washington, D.C., for pedophilia and pedophiles and pederast, homosexual crimes in government, in the United States federal government, against children. And what they did is they covered that up. I'll hit a little bit more of that in just a couple minutes here. But it's interesting, one of the moms of Sandusky here, talking about Jerry Sandusky, the pedophile, one of the victims who identifies is being withheld by ABC News. They're withholding her identity, lashed out at Sandusky and his efforts to portray the allegations of sex abuse as merely jock horseplay. She is urging more of the victims to speak out, and that's exactly what will happen. It sickened me that he would be on TV, said the mother, trying to downplay his charges, and I think it made him look more guilty, she said. What was the fallout shortly thereafter? Police in Centra County say a vandal may have smashed a window at the home of Jerry Sandusky on November 11th. A front ground floor window was discovered broken with a white tarp covering it. There's also allegations by Mark Madden, a radio show host in Pennsylvania there,
that is bringing forth rumors at this point, but he's pretty sure, because he's been right in the past, that Sandusky was pimping out some of these kids for Second Mile, which is his charity for these young kids. Again, the allegations are coming forth now that he is pimping out little boys affiliated with the charity he worked for to donors. Just to show you what kind of a sick individual this man is. Folks, when you cross lines and you go over into pedophilia and you begin to deal with kids, it's better to do what Christ said. He said it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your neck than to offend one of these little ones. Because when you read through Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, it says nothing about these crimes. Because people back in the day when the law of God was given through Sinai, the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God, which was not abrogated, nor has it ever been abrogated, they had enough common sense where not to go. They knew it was for them and their responsibility before God to nurture their kids, to protect their kids, like animals do, folks. And now we're living in a society where they're actually trying to normalize pedophilia through some groups out there. There's actually one group on the East Coast right now called Before You Act that want to normalize pedophilia. Folks, these people belong in jail, and if the judges that sit at the bar don't understand that, you know what, then they need to be disbarred. That's where we're at, and that's where America's at right now. But you're seeing the efforts of the homosexual community to try to bury this, to try to turn it the other direction, and, folks, it is not working. As a matter of fact, let's go to the judge, Judge Leslie Duchat, who has handled the child rape case of Jerry Sandusky, has been replaced, and I'll tell you why. Excuse me. Duchat had been a volunteer at Sandusky's charity. Boy, folks, you want to talk about the fox in the chicken coop? Mm-hmm. The Second Mile in this judge, she raised many eyebrows by giving Sandusky, listen to this carefully, with 40 counts of sexual assault on young boys. This is a judge, folks. This is a lack of judgment. With 40 counts of sexual assault on young boys, $100,000 unsecured bail, meaning he did not have to pay for it. He didn't have to pay a dime unless he missed his next court date. Prosecutors had requested a $500,000 bail and an ankle monitor for Sandusky. They got neither. Well, that's even too light if you think about it.
Yes. If you look at this whole situation of justice, I want to start with the judge, number one. The Bible says, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Mm-hmm. Who do you judge for?
Be wise.
It says in Chronicles, for you judge not for man, but for the Lord. Listen, we're talking about kids right now because what you brought up in the Old Testament, there was a law that said, a man shall not lay with another man. Homosexuality was an abomination, and it was against the law. Why?
And it still
because
is.
Because in society, if you don't have justice, we understand that in an injustice done anywhere is a threat to you and I justice, no matter how rich we are, how poor we are, especially in the cause of the poor. These young children are victims, period. Sandusky comes in with clout, money, and fame. So does that mean he gets better justice? No, not in America, because we understand if we don't stand for the weak, we're next. Yeah. Secondly, fornication.
We're only as strong as the weakest in society.
That's right. And weak isn't a term of poor or money. It's a term of justice and judgment. If we are on the side of right, then we are right no matter how rich or how poor we are. If we're on the side of wrong, no matter how rich we are, we're wrong. There's no respect in the scales of justice. Secondly, there was fornication. Nobody went and had sex outside of marriage against God's law. We didn't need to talk about guys with kids. But what happens when you lower the law in society and you have all these conservatives going around that have been divorced multiple times? They've disobeyed God's law when he says a man shall leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, if we cross that line out, then guess what? Then the pedophile, the sick-minded man who's already crossed God's boundary, starts to think, where's another boundary that I can cross?
They don't have them.
And that's why you don't talk about these things in the Bible, because boundaries were set up. You shall not commit adultery. Homosexuality is an abomination. And fornication, sex outside of marriage, doesn't exist. That's a transgression of God's law. You drop those laws, folks, they're going to keep going and keep going.
And you're seeing
and
that.
Keep going. Exactly. On your Facebook this morning, folks. Bradley Dean, go to Facebook, befriend him. There's a Before You Act article where these lunatics have been let out because judges like the judge who just had to recuse herself or that was removed was in concert with this. If you are a judge and you're listening right now, if you're an attorney, you don't judge before man. You don't judge because you get a paycheck. You don't judge because you're a part of a nonprofit and you get nice pictures taken because you're supposedly a good person. That's not how you judge. You judge before God. And God says to be instructed, you judges of the earth. By whom? by his instructions, by his law. His law is what's exalted here, folks. We are wrong in the sight of his law if we transgress, rich or poor. Sandusky is wrong because he transgressed a line a long time ago. America's society, if it lets it fall, is wrong because it transgressed a long time ago when it said that we wouldn't protect the sanctity of marriage. It continues to bleed and bleed and bleed. This isn't just kids, folks. This is a sin issue, and it's before God. If that's too simple for you, then you don't understand liberty, because liberty was bought with a price, and that redemption is simple. One man laid down his life to exalt a law to keep us free in this nation.
Well, if you go back to this whole situation, you got to ask the question, who emboldened Sandusky to do an interview on television in the first place?
Yep.
Who emboldened him to get on the airwaves like that? Because if it was for me, and I, from my understanding of a lawyer, he would have told him to shut his mouth. You're already in this neck deep.
Unless he feels confident enough that nobody's going
Someone
to react.
Someone emboldened him to get on television and to deny the charges. Again, folks, I'm just simply saying go back to the boys' town and look exactly as to how they dealt with those situations. They began to vilify. They began to claim their innocence when, in fact, there's no innocence at all. And then what happened is when it got into court, some of the kids started dying off. And then some of the prosecutors and the investigators started to die off. For example, in this Jerry Sandusky situation, DA, district attorney from 2005, he went up missing in 2005 over allegations that Jerry Sandusky was engaging in sexual acts with young boys. Ray Gricar was working on getting to the bottom of things, disregarding Sandusky's position at Penn State. Why shouldn't he?
That's his job. He's the DA.
Totally. And in the community, unfortunately, in April of that same year, Gricar went missing. Now, listen to this, folks. Gricar's disappearance has been a mystery ever since that April day in 2005. His car was found in a parking lot 50 miles from his home with his laptop, wallet, and keys missing. Investigators later revealed an internet search on Gricar's home computer that read, "How to Wreck a Hard Drive." Foul play is still suspect because the former district attorney's body still has not been found. Now, folks, who would gain to do something like that?
That's right.
Who would gain to get rid of a district attorney like that? Well, what about the Pentagon? Let's go to what's happening today. An investigation initiated in 2007 under the code name Operation Flicker. I'm talking about today, folks. I'm talking about the Department of Defense, folks. The project had identified more than 5,000 individuals who subscribed in the Pentagon, folks. Not in a foreign land, but in your backyard. Listen carefully. 5,000 individuals subscribe to child pornography websites. What's going on here, folks? This isn't just Penn State. This isn't just Boys Town. This isn't just the Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts or Big Brothers for America. This is happening across the boards. Now they're trying to leak this into public schools. And the NEA is trying to actually protect teachers through Bill. It's called Bill 120 or I-24. They don't want to pass it because it protects teachers from violating children. That's how ridiculous things are getting, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the break, we were talking about the Pentagon child porn that the Justice Department just does not have enough time to investigate. The information is brought to you exclusively by Brian Bender, a reporter from the Boston Globe. We had him on the air a couple times. The project was called Operation Flicker. And that project had identified more than 5,000 individuals in the Pentagon, folks, the Defense Department, Department of Defense in your country, 5,000 individuals who subscribed to child pornography. Why child pornography? I'll tell you why. Because someone's trying to sabotage and control and blackmail your Department of Defense. There's no other reason, folks. Downloading child pornography in this country is a federal crime, punishable by prison sentences as long as 20 years. But for some reason, the Pentagon employees get a free pass because the FBI just doesn't have time. The DOJ just doesn't have any time to investigate. But they have no problem investigating the American peasants who go through the airports on a daily basis, do they, folks? Absolutely not. What's also, oh, here, real quick, folks. The new Federal Bureau of Investigation director, the guy that's just been put on Penn State, the investigator, I'll read this to you. Oklahoma City, more than 2 weeks after the public began to learn of the child sex abuse allegations against
former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky, we learned that the former FBI director Louis Free, now in the private sector, has been hired to uncover the truth about horrific child sex abuse crimes in State College, Pennsylvania. Free, you may recall, served as FBI director during the Clinton administration as one in that leadership spot during the 1995 Alfred P. Murray building bombing. He was also involved in Waco and Ruby Ridge.
Whew. Must have done a great job on those three.
I got to say this, man. I got to say, I got to ask this, and I got to say this. They think, when they're in the position of bringing forth justice, that they themselves are above the law.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they think they're above? All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. God is so thorough in judgment, brother, from another mother, that he will not at all acquit wickedness in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word, you will stand before a just and a holy God on that final day. And hopefully, a just and a holy God through his church and his righteous people in America.
That's your choice.
But yet they continuously manipulate justice and judgment to work for their cronies. And they think they're going to get away with it. I remember a mob head one time said this, folks, just for food for thought. He said, when you're a part of the mob, you don't have to worry about anybody but your own. Because they're the ones that'll kill you. How do you work with people that lie, steal, cheat, kill? How do you trust? How do you make union or covenant with people like that? You can't. That's why they end up taking out their own all the time, folks. That's how mob rules. You can't do business with the enemy of your soul and not expect to pay the piper. But yet these fools think that they're getting one over on the God of heaven. You are sadly mistaken. I wonder how many of these buddies of theirs and their minions of theirs that all made the covenant, and they're all in hell right now, trying to call out saying, no, it's really real. Guys, really, that word of God, it's really real. You got to pay attention to what I'm saying. It reminds me of the man that was in hell. And then he said, let me go back and talk to my five brothers and warn them about this place. And Jesus said to him, no, there's a gulf between me and you. It's fixed. If they will not listen to Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. If you won't listen to the law and the prophets, how are you going to listen to Christ? That's incredible to me that you people that monitor this radio show week after week, you think you're getting one over on somebody, when in fact, you're getting one over on yourself. Truth makes men free, not liars. And how do you work for them that you know you're lying for? Let me go back to this Free. You may recall, served as FBI director during the Clinton administration, and was in that leadership spot during the 1995 Alfred P. Murray building bombing, and he was also involved in Waco and Ruby Ridge. Now that Free has been tapped to lead Penn State investigation into child sex abuse allegations against Sandusky and perhaps others, as reported today, Free said, I will personally lead that investigation. The special committee has hired my law firm to conduct a fair and independent investigation. Really? And he's a lawyer. Isn't it interesting, folks, that Jesus damned the lawyers? You want to know why? Because they withheld the keys of knowledge. They always worked it to their own gain and their own favor. I don't understand people when they think they're going to get one over on the living God that created them. And when the Bible says that life is but a vapor, why do you want to tempt your time that you've been allotted, which is only but a vapor? You're living in a short amount of time. You've been allotted a short amount of time by God. 70 to 80 years in strength, it promises. The Word does. The covenant. The author, God the Father. And you want to see if he means what he says.
Well, somebody might say, well, I don't believe. Well, you don't have to believe in buses neither, but stand in front of one and see what happens. You're going to be like the fly when you're driving down the street and the fly hits the windshield. And I say to my little boy, you know what the last thing that went through his mind was? My little boy says, what? I said, his butt. It's exactly right. Let me jump over to Boys Town to prove another point. In Boys Town back in the 80s and 90s, Republican operative named Larry King was involved with procuring boys and girls from Boys Town in Nebraska, an orphanage, folks, and elsewhere, and entrapping them into a child sex slave, an espionage ring. King, with an annual salary of under $20,000 a year, was throwing sex parties for the powerful in a $5,000 a month condo in Washington, D.C., taping the proceedings for blackmail purposes with little children. Gary Caradori, the lead investigator of the Franklin cover-up, had the smoking gun, which is the same case, folks. There were two cases, different names. The Franklin cover-up case is where Larry King worked, where he stole millions and millions of dollars. But on the evening of July 11th, 1990, Gary Caradori, the lead investigator of the Franklin cover-up case and Boys Town, had the smoking gun evidence on the case. Caradori would fly that night from Chicago on his private plane with his son en route to Lincoln, Nebraska with the evidence. The plane exploded in midair a short time later while flying over Aurora, Illinois, killing Caradori and his 8-year-old son. At all costs, you must get rid of the evidence. A deputy sheriff of a local Illinois sheriff's department was the first person on the scene of the plane's explosion. The deputy sheriff said that there was child pornography all over the farm field. The man picked up a large number of photographs and other evidence, but the FBI immediately arrived with 3 flatbed trucks, grabbed the evidence from his hands, the sheriff's hands, went off the field, walked off the field, picked up every piece of evidence, took the plane and its parts and put on the flatbed trucks and told the police officer, this is confidential information and don't ever speak of it again. The evidence has never surfaced again in the Franklin investigation or in any other investigation. They played down to him. So it goes on, and it goes on, and allegations come forth. More kids ripped off. More kids stole. Oh, I don't know where they're at. They just disappeared, the government says. And it gets up into the level of FBI, and they just can't find the kids. And the parents just don't get the answers that they're looking for. We talked to a couple of them, folks. The investigation stops where the police were. It's going to get to the point in this country, and I remember this is a fact, this is a true story, where a karate instructor molested a little boy, his little boy. And when they were bringing him back to the place of his violation towards that little boy, that daddy went to the airport, and he waited for that predator criminal that was violating his little boy. And when that criminal walked by him, daddy turned around and shot his head off. When people don't get justice, they're going to get justice. One way or another, they're going to get justice. And when you have these criminals protecting other criminals, it's time to clean house, folks. It's time to clean house all across the boards. When you have a high-profile attorney tell me there's so much corruption inside the government, listen, if we have a wound incurable in our country, we have everything coming that we have coming, and we are under the exact specificity of God's judgments in this country right now, America, the only thing you should be doing is looking to God's judgments and repenting for your sin and asking for mercy and responding to His commandments so we can have mercy. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-877-807-9977. We were a couple hours ago, we were in a position where an individual came upon me and he just said, listen, guys, I listen to a couple radio stations and radio shows exclusively, and you guys just happen to be one of them. And he said, I'm so sick and tired of the left-right paradigm that they bring no resolve, they bring no answers, they talk about the problem. It's called circular reasoning. They sit there and chase their tail. And I said, people are tired of it. I said, you know what? There's some guys out there right now that are nationals, and they're really good at what they do. But if they don't get on the topics to bring about resolve for the American people, I can tell you right now, my generation has had it with them. When you look at the older generations, we are where we're at today, folks, because of the older generation that dropped the ball on my generation. Sorry to tell you that. And I'm not talking about the veterans. God bless you. Thank you for what you did. You're the reason I do what I do in the natural. Christ is the reason I do what I do in the spiritual. He died on Calvary. You bled the battlefields red with your blood to ratify the Constitution. I get it. But I said to this individual, I said, you know, it's the older generation that subjected my generation to everything and protected us from nothing. Now we have to pick up the ball and fight for what they dropped. And I believe God has equipped His church and is righteous to do just that in Jesus' name.
And those that are doing are the ones that have seen, because redemption motivates. Redemption brings you to a point where you're not going to tolerate anything but that which was blood was shed for to uphold, that being justice in this case.
You know why in America people don't really fight for what they have because they don't realize what they have. They don't realize the price paid for what they've been given. Therefore, they don't understand the price of the gift that's been given called freedom. Mm-hmm. And
they're going to be accountable for that, too. So folks that are unmotivated that, well, I just don't know, I don't understand, you're still accountable in action.
If I go to a foreign country and I'm driving down the street and I'm doing something illegal, the cop's still going to pull me over. Mm-hmm. And you can look at them all until you're blue in the face trying to explain to them, I didn't know what the law said. Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to say, that's irregardless. You are driving and you're in my country. Now, it's the same thing with spiritual principle and law. Right.
Now, there is something that man comes up and creates to what you're saying. If you're in a different country and you're an ambassador or something like that, they call it diplomatic immunity. I have immunity from your laws because I'm not from your country. Therefore, I'm not subject to your laws. But that's baloney. The Bible says in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Mm-hmm. So there is a judgment day, and all these wicked men that we're talking about are going to face their Creator. There's no doubt about it. They will be cast into hell because that's what they sowed into their lives now. But it's our duty and our responsibility to not forget God, that hell doesn't happen right here on earth.
Yeah.
God's not going to step in and intervene and stop something that you're willfully partaking in and causing to happen. That is our job and our duty in society. Our founders knew that.
Now, there is a mercy for those that don't know. Now, if that cop was a good cop, he's going to understand, I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yeah. That's what we have to do, is take responsibility to get the knowledge.
And if you even look at that, what you said, the cop that understands that you don't understand, justice is still going to be served. Listen, you can't have mercy without justice. You can't have justice without mercy.
That's right.
Because in that particular text, where if the cop comes up and you didn't understand, then guess what? He's going to instruct you in the law, and now he's going to have a law abider for the rest of his life. Justice was filled. But for those that want to claim immunity from man's laws or man's organizations, or like Sandusky, instead of agreeing with the law, being guilty, claiming his guilt, he thinks, well, I can buy off a judge.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Department of Justice. Who's in charge of our justice?
Yeah, the government is upon his shoulders, folks. His name is Jesus Christ.
Exactly. But they look, rather than agreeing with truth, which is the simple thing to do, which is what a child does. When my little kid does something wrong and I chastise him, oh, you know what? I'm going to forsake that now. I'm going to do that, which is right. They go and say, well, you're kind of big, Dad, but I'm going to go hire a bigger bodyguard. So instead of you being able to spank me, I'm going to get a guy who's going to... That's what they do. They rationalize to try to get away from it all.
It's like someone being pushed to an end of a precipice called time before judgment, and they keep tempting God. They keep playing it like, hey, let me ask you something, brother from another money that's... think you're going to go in and protect your buddies? Are you exempt from dying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get out of judgment day? Because I'm just curious, how does that work? As a matter of fact, I don't want to know how that works, but how does that work for you? Because it's not going to work for you neither. I want to say one thing to what Jake just said. Folks, hellfire is not what we preach here. Hellfire is the consequence of the sins that you hold on to that you're going to bring you to hell with, that are going to go to hell with you. It says this in Luke 12:4. It says, and I say unto you, my friends, this is Jesus speaking to His disciples, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. He said, I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. So hell is the place for unrepented sin. We're to fear God, not hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. I want to put that into perspective so people understand that. So when you hear hellfire preachers, it's unscriptural.
Mm-hmm.
No, hell is just the consequence of the sin that you held on to.
And
the more baggage you hold on to, let me tell you what, you ain't flying up into heaven. You're going straight to hell where you belong.
Mm-hmm. And just because that doesn't happen on this earth, it will happen. And folks, that's what our founders understood. You sow a sin into society, society will reap that as a whole. They're not going to reap that on Judgment Day.
Mm-mm.
Cities aren't going to reap it. We reap it in our society right now if we allow. And the only reason we would allow is because we don't understand redemption, but we're still held accountable for it. You're in action. You're held accountable for the blood that ratified your liberty that you have in this nation. These little boys and these little girls and those that are defenseless that go throughout the justice system and they don't get justice, we're accountable for them.
They're going to grow up and they're going to despise authority and the government.
And their society.
That's right. They're going to have no respect for authority whatsoever.
Yep. However, if you do bring in justice, then you're going to have the utmost respect in your next generation.
Yep.
They're going to love you, take care of you, and cherish that society
pass
it on to generations.
Yeah, and then if you look at that, that's another food for thought. And America, it used to be that we honor the elder because they did the right thing for the younger.
That's right. They set an example.
Now you're seeing the kids despise the older generation.
Now why wouldn't you? When a generation has said, well, you can put a hit out on any kid you want. Just make sure he hasn't come out of the womb all the way. just his head. I mean, that's what they're saying. So who in the world would respect a generation that handed that out where I could have had a hit on my head before I was even born?
Yeah.
Who would respect a generation when they let God and standards and morals and values and those law that protects our innocence, our children, in schools just drop off the walls? They don't need protection.
Yeah.
Don't worry about them. Just let them. They're an open prey. Who cares about Hollywood? Forget all that.
Yeah, as the Supreme Court said, it's not a permissible objective. They can't venerate. They can't meditate upon the Ten Commandments because you know why? It might prevent someone murdering someone.
Yeah.
It might prevent someone committing adultery with somebody else's wife. Mm-hmm. It might prevent someone from stealing your property.
Yeah, there's only one person that would
say that. This is how sick they are in their minds, dude.
That's right. There's only one person that would
say that. They're anarchists.
Somebody who is bent against the law that they're supposed to uphold. There's only one person that would ever allow justice to come through in under that guise where it's okay to show pornography in a video game, where it's okay to have sex with a little boy, even though you're a man and you're overage. There's only one type of mind, and that's a complete perverted mind, where evil is good and good is evil to these people, and don't think you can reconcile them. Just as you said in the first segment, they need to be removed, they need to be purged.
And
they
folks,
if they don't take care of it,
you're
going to see
people. And they need to be judged according to what they left off when they were sitting in positions of judgment.
That's right. They need to be held accountable for
totally.
It. It's not just an issue of even being removed.
But
justice
the message to the
served.
Younger generation is the president can commit any crime he wants to the American people because, after all, the older generations let them commit the crimes that they do. And not only did they let them do it, they encouraged them to do it again and again and again. Yeah. You have Fast and Furious right now. What's happening? How many people have stood up and said, you know what, we want his resignation? No, why is he not being fired right now? I have no respect for that Congress at all that has no moral virtue or backbone to bring about justice in the first place. And by the way, America, that's the whole purpose. They're there. And they're being told by one man that's perverting justice on a daily basis. I went over to Mexico and gave the criminals guns and they killed some of our own people and we stand back and we let them throw in the good guys. We let them throw them into jails for protecting our borders. You're agreeing with what the crimes that they're committing by letting them do it again and again and again. It's crime. It's crime on both sides of the fence. You're responsible for what you know, and if you know to do right and do it not, then guess what? To you it's sin.
That's right. And if you hold that power and that office and that jurisdiction and you act not, listen, this next year, people learn not by what you say to them, but by what you allow. A little kid learns what's right and wrong because he sees what mom and dad allow. If mom and dad allow smoking, as an example, if mom and dad allow lying when they're on the phone or gossiping, then guess what? Kid's going to think, oh, what they allowed must be right. Not what they say, it's what they do, and it's by action, it's by demonstration. And that's the example that we lay before our kids in this nation, and they will follow righteousness to greater heights that you and I need to inherit, folks, because the time wasn't yesterday, the time is right now. The time isn't tomorrow, it's right now to lay these precedents and these examples.
And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was no place for them. There was no place for them to run. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Forget it not, folks. One day, we're all going to stand up and look right in his face and say, Lord, okay, am I yours or am I not yours? And you're going to find out real quick. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to continue on tomorrow's topics of Homeland Security, Alina Kagan, and Mrs. Sotomayor. Alina Kagan, does anybody know about Alina Kagan?
She's got a lot of experience in the past, doesn't she?
She has absolutely no experience, but why did Obama put her there? You'll find out tomorrow.